Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. April, of course. And today we're going to put you back in the driving seat instead of people driving you off into an emotional dust storm of helter-skelter because they don't know how to treat you. I have 7 quick steps that are going to get you there. Are you with me? Number one. Don't ever assume that people know how to treat you. Seriously, okay? They probably weren't treated well themselves. They probably have their own stuff. They probably don't even know how to drive their own car. So why in the world would you think they can drive yours? So number one, lower your expectations, baby. They don't know what they're doing. Number two, be polite about this. Now, when you're polite, and that doesn't mean stuffy or anything like that. It just means having common courtesy. When you're polite, number one, you're going to like knock them on their butts. Car's going to break. You're going to go, what in the heck is going there? It's going to be a new you. Instead of you stammering, yelling at them, why are you doing this to me? When you're polite, you set the game and you take back your power. Okay, you want to be part of the no more movement? This is it, by being polite. Knowing what's going to happen here means number three, you've got to have a game plan. So you are taking your car back and you're driving down a dead end street because why? You don't know what to do next. So number one, you've realized they don't know two shoots about how to treat you. Number two, you decided, I'm going to be too cool for school and I'm going to be polite about this, okay? I'm going to have a little bit of class and a little bit of swagger. Number three, if you don't have a plan, you're not going to make the man understand. You get it? A plan. What does a plan mean? It means what you want out of them and what you're willing to give back. So if you want them to stop swearing at you, you need to say that. Okay. You need to clearly use an I statement, not you shut your mouth and don't you speak to me like that ever again. You can't do that. Okay. Because, you know, it's just going to spark and you're not going to teach them anything. So that's not a good idea. So come up with a clear-cut plan so that you don't end up on a dead-end street, which nobody wants to be dead or on an end street. Realize, ladies and gentlemen, that this is going to take some time. The best way to invoke change doesn't happen overnight. They say, as a school teacher, it takes like 31 repetitions for little kids to learn like the structure of the school day and where to go and, you know, how to get your pass and all of that. And some of us are still functioning at that level. So the best way I like to think about it is to be a pebble in somebody's shoe. So every time you do something different, what happens when there's a pebble in your shoe? It makes you a little bit uncomfortable. Now, when they are uncomfortable, they will either care enough about you to make the change, or, and this might happen even if they do care about you, they are going to not like it because they've been driving your car all over the place, sending you into outer space, chaos, confusion, low self-esteem, rusting out your car, burning up your gas, wearing out your tires. It's pretty fun when you think about it. Fun for everyone, but why oh you? You are taking control back of your car. So before they take you and run out of gas completely, realize you're going to have to gas up once or twice because it is going to take a while. It is a process. We didn't get screwed up in 1 year, 1 month, 2 years of a relationship, and we're not going to get unscrewed up in one conversations. We are human beings of habit. That's the mental part of us being together. Now, we're not talking about the spiritual part right now, but the mental part of us. Next thing you're going to have to do is treat them the way you want to be treated. Okay? It's going to be hard. Okay? Healing and becoming your best self and having your best life, it's hard enough when you're doing it on your own. But when you're dealing with others, which since we are on the planet Earth and there's billions of us, we're all going to be dealing with others. I have a tape coming up as how to get people to treat you better in the workforce. And that's a whole other playing level. We wear so many different hats. So you are going to get into the habit. Once again, your mental plan. Now, when I plan things, sometimes I rehearse them in front of the mirror, or rehearse them on a little recorder. I role play with people. I can write it out. If it's like somebody I really love and I'm really freaking out, sometimes I might even journal it and then I'll go back and see it and I'll practice it, because actually practice does make perfect. Some of those old cliches aren't too bad. Are they? And last but not least, reinforce anything that they do, say, think, feel, act that is in accordance with what you want and how you want to be treated. Maybe you want them in your car. Hi. Maybe you want them beside you. Maybe you want to jet off on an adventure in life together. But there has to be some changes, because if you're miserable, it ain't worth it. You can just kick them to the curb and just drive off. Route 66, baby. Here I come. So this is what you're going to want to do. Now, I also, very important point, we kept talking about a plan and how you want to be treated and all of that. I have a questionnaire, a self-inventory for you to figure out what you really want. Because if you don't know what you want, number one, how is anybody else? And how are you going to teach them how to do that? Spiritually, we're here to grow. Nobody said it was always going to be easy. We're all flawed beings. I don't want you to blame people unless they're abusive to you, but we are meant to drive together through life. Thanks for driving with me. Let me give you my blessing. As always, remember, you are a spiritual being having an earthly experience. Raise your energy by caring for yourself in a healthy way and watch what happens. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you and nothing but you can stop it. And so it is. Ciao.